Item 11 is reports. Subset A is consideration of a second reading of Title 9. Mr. Barnier, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. As noted on the agenda, this is a second reading for minor updates or changes to Title 9, fire protection. Since the items or the language was approved at first reading, I have not made any changes other than perhaps correcting of punctuation. What we have are basically three changes proposed. One is a correction of the definition of what's a false alarm. There is also clarification in subsection 90413 of when it is that it's acceptable to light fireworks, and increasing the responsibility or potential liability for the person lighting fireworks or the person whose property has trash on it to do a cleanup. And then in section 9419, there's clarification and authorization for the volunteer fire department to be able to collect reimbursement for costs incurred in providing their emergency services. That particular reimbursement in the ordinance, as it was approved at first reading, limits it to $500 in the amount of reimbursement. So as I say, I've had no, I don't recall having comments from any of the council members. This is, as I recall, it's the same essentially as it came through on first reading. But if there's questions, I'll be glad to respond to council members.
I believe there was a question about the $500, and someone was going to check with the insurance. Or
well, we
did you do that?
Mr. Ainsley and I participated in had lunch with several people who indicated that, you know, they sold lots of insurance, who expressed concern about it. When we met and talked about it, at least one of the participants acknowledged they hadn't really read the ordinance. So after we went through it and clarified that this, first of all, nothing the city's going to do in an ordinance is going to in any way change the policy that's already been purchased by a property owner and from an insurance company. The concern they were expressing was, I'll describe it as, well, maybe if over the next few years a lot of people make these claims and the fire department collects a lot of money, you know, that might affect how insurance companies rate their house, and that might mean that their rates could go up. Well, I understand that theory, and that's possible, but it's complete speculation at this point. At the conclusion of the lunch meeting, I think it would be fair to say that they understood that the most that could possibly be collected would be $500. And the intent is to allow the fire department to be able to access those policies that have a specific cost reimbursement for a volunteer fire department rider. And many of those, they acknowledged, have a cap of $500. So that, when that was fully explained, they seemed to understand the purpose of this was to assist the fire department. They also understood that the volunteer fire department has had times when it has sought reimbursement from a policy issuer, from a carrier, where this type of rider is in place, and the carrier has taken the position, you're not entitled to any money because you're a volunteer department, so you shouldn't get any money. And so with that, they seem to understand the city was simply trying to give some authority to the fire department to go and collect for coverage that, in many cases, individuals have already purchased and paid a premium for. So I think they were satisfied with the answers to the questions, and I'm not seeing any of those people here this evening, so I would say I think you can conclude it's not that large a concern for them. Unless, I don't know, I haven't asked, maybe some of you had contact from some of those insurance agents, but if not.
Any other questions for Greg or from council? How about public input on this second reading of Title IX? Once published, this will go into effect 20 days from day of publish, Is there a motion on the second reading?
First by Rhea.
Second.
Second by Becca. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no?
Yes. Sorry.
Are unanimous? Please note unanimous and for the, so we can call it a roll call is what we do there. Item B is under reports, a citizen's request to be on the agenda. It's Heath Ferguson. And Mr. Ferguson, I'll turn it over to you, sir, to let you speak.
Now, this really isn't something, I guess, to vote on or any of that. But it was a deal that I ran into when we went to do our protests for our property tax increase. I ended up missing the day by a day because of where the offices were closed during that storm. We had one day where all of the city offices were all closed. That was my one day off that I was able to do this. Since the first of the year, I had 700 hours at my job, and I have to work in Wright, Wyoming. So needless to say, I don't have a whole lot of time over here. My valuation jumped by another 10%, as Rhea knows. I got hit last year, which y'all, the ones that were here, know because I was talking to you. And what there needs to be something done here, because I heard from the state, because I called Gary Kamak, rather interesting conversation. And he's saying that it's due to the auditors and stuff at the state that it gives them time. Well, we need to do something because there's a lot of us that have to work out of state in order to pay our property taxes. And the property taxes themselves, our valuations, they're getting so high that I don't know how people are buying houses around here. As if it wasn't for working over there, there's no job here that would pay to do this. And with that being said, I think that the city needs to kind of press the state, well, go to county, then press the state on making a deal of, you can have a, make allowances if there's a, where the city offices are closed. For, you know, if they're closed a day, you get a day type deal. That day also, it didn't start snowing until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, there could have been at least a half day. That would have saved me because now I've got this valuation. I can't protest it. I got to just swallow it. I have no other recourse, which, you know, I was pretty hot up there that day. This was wrong. This was really wrong. Then with that, ending with that, another suggestion I'd have is for the council to actually make a suggestion to the county that then can go to the state, which I made it to, Kamak, of, this one's hard for me to say that they got a good idea out there, but that Proposition 13 in California. Because old people are getting taxed out of their homes here. I know this little deal here, I'd run a quick figure, it's an additional $368 a year out of my pocket. Well, that's, you know, not that bad, but when you go on a fixed income, that's a lot of money. And how does one budget in that? They can't. I know Bill Cudmore talked about that last year. So what I'm saying is I think the council needs to look at with the state, the county and state, to try to get it, be able to have a little bit of a floating deadline if there's a hiccup, a storm, something like that, where city offices aren't closed or where they're closed, and that they ought to look at doing something on a Proposition 13, the population in Sturgis, our elderly people. That's all I got to say, but this is, I was pretty upset over this. This wasn't right. Follow the rules. I pay my taxes. I generally don't raise too much hell about things. This here was wrong. And now I got to swallow this. Next year I have no... Add another 10% to this. Now my house is $172,000. I get another increase next year. I'm caught. I can't even gripe about my valuation I had this year.
Thanks, Heath.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, and I think you do bring up a good point. I think we could approach the state and probably should approach the state, you know, as far as valuation, as far as increase, because they're the only people that can do anything about that. We cannot. But I really agree there should be some type of cap, if at all possible, at the state level. Whether that happens to be 20% a year or whether it's 20% over the course of 2 years or whatever. But I think that's something that really should be examined by the state of South Dakota in the future, whether we would be successful in making any change. Who knows? But it's a good point. Thank you.
Brings us to item 12. This is other matters that may come before the council. Does council have anything to add tonight that wasn't on the agenda? No action, but a couple of minutes to discuss anything. Anything from council? How about anybody in the public? Brief discussion on anything that's not on the agenda tonight that you do want on the record.
Okay, my name is Dwight Griffey. I live at 1507 Jackson. I talked to Rick Bush, and I'm on the agenda for the next meeting, but I thought it might be better to come to this one, and then I can get together with Rick, and he can come up, and we can kind of look at this a little bit better so that maybe next meeting we can all have something to better on it. The little circle right there on the left-hand side is the corner of 7th and Jackson, and I had talked to Rick about maybe this spring doing something differently with that. I know right at the end of the fall, depending how the vehicles park right on that intersection, you can't make a swing in there. I pulled in there with my camper, I know, and there's a big old pothole there, I know, and at about $1,400 damage to the bottom of my camper. But, you know, there's not always vehicles parked there. Sometimes there is. It's different height when they redid the road. It's what happened. The other one is the bigger circle up there. It comes off of Hope Street, coming down the backside of Jackson. Now, we've fought that issue for over 40 years now. It just kind of, it's really narrow back there. About 40 years ago, I think it was a different name on there. I think it was still called Lazy S back there. Now that little section is called Hope Street. And like I say, it's really narrow, and it is hard to take care of. But the problem is, if it's not plowed like during the wintertime, you drop over that, and it's really hard to tell if it's plowed or not. And there's people always getting stuck back there. So I talked with Rick, and we did close it this past year. But really, it's the only access in and out of there. For right now, they're redoing all that alley, everything right there from 6th on down behind. And so it's really hard to get in and out of there right now. So that's our main concern. So like I said, I'd just like to get together with Rick, if at all possible, sometime. And we can go over that. And then the next meeting, which I'm on the agenda for, maybe hopefully we can have a plan put together for that. That's all I have.
Thanks, Dwight. Any other matters before the council tonight? I believe we covered everything, so no need for an executive session. Any motion to adjourn? First by Rhea.
Second.
Second by Steve. Did I hear that right? All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned.